problem.
Sing alone because the chorus will add up.
Nalgela guru gatti saijanna gatti ramma nalgela guru gatti
nalgela guru gatti.
My name is Stephen Ashford. We're in a farm in the center of Norfolk. It's an arable farm, conventionally farmed arable farm growing cereals over 60% of the area. We also grow sugar beet and winter beans as break crops. Do they know what Farmers Link is all? I know Devinda does.
Yeah.
I'm a director of Farmers Link, and I think by Farmers Link standards, this is outstandingly late for the first visit. The day's going to go a bit behind schedule. I think the important...
In the Akrala, boom in the Gada. వీళ్ళు ఇంతనే మంది
అరౌండ్ 300 హెక్టార్స్ ఎకర్స్ ఆఫ్ ల్యాండ్ అండ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ ఫ్యామిలీ ఇస్ సర్వైవింగ్ ఆన్ దట్ ల్యాండ్ బట్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వే బ్యాక్ ఇన్ మై కంట్రీ I would have at least 40 families have survived on the same land because we grow more number of crops
there. భూమి ఉన్నది కదా, అయితే వాళ్ళు ఒకటే పంట పండిస్తున్నారు, ఇంకా వేరే వేరేగా రకాల పంటలు తీయాలి అని నాకు అనిపించింది.
దే ఆర్ గ్రోయింగ్ ఓన్లీ వన్ ఆర్ టూ క్రాప్స్ అండ్ నౌ అట్ ప్రెసెంట్ ప్యూర్లీ అన్ ఆర్గానిక్ ఫార్మర్ అండ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టూ సీజన్స్ బ్యాక్ ఎట్ హోమ్, దట్స్ రైనీ సీజన్ క్రాప్స్ అండ్ వింటర్ సీజన్ క్రాప్స్. సో టుగెదర్ ఐ రే హోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ అరౌండ్ 85 క్రాప్స్ ఇన్ మై ల్యాండ్. And with this, I have good nutrition to me and also good food security for me and for my family. And different fodder comes to my cattle, which my cattle also relishes this.
In our country, in India, 50 million tons of surplus, a record surplus, and 250 million people go to bed hungry every night because these people cannot buy that food. The problem is of excess in distribution. Biotechnology cannot address that problem. Biotechnology, in fact, will create another problem and will add on to the crisis that we are worried about in India, the crisis of hunger and malnutrition. With more and more biotechnology coming into India, we are going to land up into what is called as the paradox of plenty, which means our buffer stocks will go up, our grain silos will be bursting, but people will have, more and more people will go outside the reach of food and agriculture. Now, that's a very, very strange and dangerous phenomena. But somehow, the policymakers, the scientific community is not aware of all this thing or is certainly turning a blind eye.
Salome Yesudas. I'm from Deccan Development Society, a voluntary organization which works in the Medak district of Andhra Pradesh, which is a South Indian state. We have successful program called public distribution system where farmers take a small help from the Deccan Development Society and raise millets, and they repay the loan not in kind of cash, but they repay the loan by grain. So this grain will be collected in the village itself, and our women are responsible to carry on this program, and they collect the grain and keep this grain in the indigenous storage methods, and so this will reduce the transport cost and the storage cost and the distribution cost. And all these women, through wealth ranking, which is very open method to decide who is the poor and who is eligible to get this grain.
Why do we believe that genetic engineering is the only answer? There is no evidence so far that genetic engineering increases crop yields. So why are we having too much of faith on genetic engineering? Where is the money being spent anywhere in the world to go back into the traditional farming systems and then to evaluate whether it can feed or cannot feed the world? Nobody is doing that. Just dismissing something which was existing by just brushing it aside, I think, is not the answer. We need to go back and really establish where are the experiments being conducted in anywhere in the world, which tells us that, you know, this is the comparison data, the data of traditional agriculture with modern agriculture. There is no such trials anywhere in the world. So why should we accept these scientific theories which say that, you know, there is no escape, we have to go into genetic engineering and so on? This is a technology which is not at all required. This is a technology which is taking us away from the kind of farming systems that we used to have. And along with corporate control and the intellectual property rights, this completely takes away agriculture from the farmers to the industries. And that is a recipe for disaster. Disaster because in the developing countries, the number of farmers is increasing. It's unlike in the Western countries where the number of farmers is decreasing. So there is a contrast here. You know, look at UK. The number of farmers in UK today is less than 0.7% of your population. In India, it is 70% of the people are population is directly or indirectly engaged in agriculture. The number of farmers today would be standing at something around 550 million farmers. So there is a tremendous contrast here. So what is good for North is not good for South. But somehow the recipe that is being given to us is that what is good for North is also good for the South. And that is what genetic engineering wants to convey a message to us, which is very unfortunate. Also, let's not forget that genetic engineering is in the control of corporate sector. It's privatized completely. And private industry is telling us that this is good or this is bad for the society. We don't even know who took the decisions. Where were the decisions taken? Which community was involved? Nobody. In fact, genetic engineering is a science which has gone beyond the control of the society. And 10 people sitting in the boardroom decide what is good for the society in the name of food security. What happens is actually they are not interested in food security. They are actually interested in profit security for the companies. And that is exactly the bane of the entire system, which is worrying us. And the only way out is to discard this science.
మనం ఇప్పుడు కంపెనీ ఇథనాల్ తీసుకుంటామంటే మన తెలివి మన జ్ఞానం
listen to this government and these big companies and switch over to the new seeds and the new methods. We cannot survive because we will be losing our own lands, our own seeds and our control over our life itself. So it is better we stick to our own resources with our own seeds and methods because we are sufficient with that. And we have confidence that we survive. And we have been surviving all these years with our own technologies.